trying to sit here and think of a joke about this Gorn episode. I don't got one. Welcome back to Boldly, though.
Well, I don't have one either, but go ahead.
The only Star Trek podcast that would, I guess, probably take this situation slightly more seriously than these people do. I'm Science Officer Kelly.
I'm Security Officer Karen, and I'll do Kelly's joke. Ruff, 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 ruff. There, you I bark. Was a Gorn.
Oh, they are a bit dog-like.
They're very dog-like.
Like lizard dogs.
They're so cute.
They're so cute.
They're not trying to kill you. Yeah. And the little baby ones look like bats.
They're really cute. We should have seen more of them.
No, we don't need more of them. But how did they get big so fast? That's the question.
Yeah, I almost made a joke about it. Welcome back to Boldly, though, the only Star Trek podcast that grows at really alarming rates.
Very.
Impossible rates, very honestly. Alarming rates.
Not a tiny bat, but like a half of a fruit bat, right?
Yeah.
Half of a fruit bat to bigger than my dog sized in, what, an hour? Hour and a half?
Yeah. Something stupid. Let me tell you, the biology in this episode, much like the movie franchise that inspired it, Stupid City. We're here today.
Well, hang on. So then we don't even get to an adult Gorn. So they must be the size of an elephant, right?
I mean, spoilers. We see one in season 2 of Discovery, and they're pretty big. They're not elephant size. But they could bench press probably anyone on the crew. They're big. We're talking about Strange New Worlds, the penultimate episode of season 1, which is season 1, episode 9, called All Those Who Wander.
Okay.
Which, upon reflection, is a weird title.
Let's get on to wandering.
Let's wander right away.
You know, I meant to go back and look at something, so we have to talk about it when we get there. It's real soon.
Okay. All right.
We open with Cadet's personal log. We all know how I love numbers. Stardate 2510.6.
Yes. It's Uhura's log.
Mm-hmm.
She's done with the Enterprise.
She's going back to Earth. Her assignment is over.
Yeah, she's gone through all the rotations and is done being a cadet.
She's excited to see her grandmother.
Mm-hmm. She still doesn't know what she wants to do. Not be here, I guess, is where we're starting from.
Well, I think she said she wasn't afraid to be alone, though. She was okay with starting her life wherever her life took her by herself.
Yeah, I don't get that. You didn't spend any time alone, so I don't know why that'd be fine now.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they just gave her the strength and the courage to be alone. Because, yeah, as a reminder to everybody, she's here because her parents recently died.
And her brother.
And her brother. Okay, sorry. Oh, God, that is horrible.
Yeah, everyone died in a shuttle crash but her and her grandma, I guess.
Were they not on it? Or they just survived?
I don't think they were on it.
Yeah, good. Good.
I don't, you know, it's been a while. And also, I don't, no offense, I don't care that much.
Yeah.
Someone pointed out online that, like, everyone on Strange New Worlds has, like, a tragic backstory. And I'm like, oh, shit, it's true.
Yeah. Or forward story, yeah.
Yeah, or, yeah. And so it's like, not everyone needs to have the saddest thing possible have had happen to them.
Just to be on a show, yeah.
Just to be on Star Trek. Sometimes guys have normal lives.
Hmm.
I think Gen Z and Dax had a pretty normal life.
Yeah.
And others, surely.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of TNG characters, if they have problems, you don't find out about them till like season 7 because they're bored.
You're like, now suddenly they decided, huh? Let's look into these people.
Yeah, it's like, what's up? It's like, what if Geordi's mom were missing? It's like, what if Geordi's mom were missing? It's never come up before because it didn't exist till right now.
That would not be good.
Yeah. Anyway. We're at a party. Pike's throwing a party. It's going away party.
Yeah.
Plus a promotion party. Two cadets are leaving.
Oh, I'm trying to read what I wrote. It says big send-off. It's taken me till now to figure out what that says.
And a guy named, is his name Duke?
Yes.
He goes from ensign to lieutenant.
Yep. Lieutenant Duke.
Yep.
And so it's.
Hooray, hooray.
It's Uhura and what is it? Chai?
I didn't write this down.
Yeah. There are two cadets.
Cadet Dead Meat and Lieutenant Dead Meat are having a great day at the party.
Kelly.
They're not related.
Kelly.
What?
Spoilers.
Oh. I really don't think it's a surprise.
But so did they become cadets? Did they go from cadets to something else?
Right. No, they are cadets and now they're done. You could go from cadet to ensign, I think.
If you stay?
Yeah. If you, like, take a commission.
So this is like boot camp?
It's like hang out, study abroad? I don't know.
Yeah, I think Uhura said in her opening that, you know, all these people, Star Trek was their goal. And they've made it. So
Star Trek the show.
Chai is going to become an ensign, yeah.
Yeah.
Although she's not.
She is not. She is not. Pike approaches Uhura at the party and is like...
Well, it's Ortega first. Oh, you're still shying away from the crowd, huh? Permission to speak freely. Oh, come on. It's a party. It's your party. It's me. Yes, permission to speak freely. I hate goodbyes. Oh, is this when Pike comes over?
Yeah. And he's just like, I wish I could get you to stay. There's always a... Uhura, there's always a spot for you on the Enterprise. And it's like, yeah, no shit. I've seen the show.
We've seen TOS.
That's right. There is always a spot for her.
And during the party, Spock calls, ring, 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 ring.
Yeah. He is not at the party. Someone, I guess, has to be flying this thing.
I guess so, yeah.
But they've received a new Priority One mission from Starfleet.
But Kelly, we're on a Priority One mission.
We're delivering batteries or some shit.
Yeah.
Boy, that doesn't matter.
We're supposed to get there. Well, I guess that's later. But we're supposed to get the batteries there, because if we don't get them there, then they'll expire and not be any good. They don't know how batteries work, Kelly.
Yeah, they're bad batteries. Also, if we don't get them there within the next, like, 5 days, life support will shut down.
Well, that's more important. But the batteries apparently have a shelf life if you don't get them hooked up. I'm like, that's not how batteries work.
Also, we should be fucking booking it like Warp 9.
Are these batteries like that poor child?
God. They're all like, we're not thinking about that kid. We're too sad.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, for what this episode is, a lot of it is like weirdly lackadaisical, I think.
Yeah.
And it extends to this thing that doesn't matter. We got to get batteries somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, and Lon's seeing the counselor, the ship's counselor.
Yeah, so the party is broken up.
Some scheduled personal health time.
Yeah, I don't know what time it was or what time it is now, but Pike is... Is it the next day? Is it hours later?
Oh, I think it's right
after. Senior staff is here.
I think the party breaks up, yeah.
But it's breakfast time. He's making breakfast.
Oh, okay.
Was it an overnight party? Does he just love making breakfast? Could be bad.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
I'd live with a man who did nothing but made breakfast.
Yeah, breakfast good. Yeah, Lon shows up and has been going to see the therapist and apologizes for being late. And it's like, you're not late. Lon is encouraged to have a bunch of breakfast food.
No, thank you. I'm not hungry. I saved
and
your
plate. It's like you have to try the, and then lists off like six different things.
Omelet,
and it is
bacon,
delicious.
Waffle.
Yeah. Mabenga's eating. Pike at some point steps away. He's like cleaning dishes and... he just, like, pops the apron on Spock and is like, keep cleaning these dishes.
Spock, take over the dishes for a minute. Yes, of course.
And yeah, very, very cute.
Like, who cares? But yeah, 4 days ago, the USS Peregrine activated a distress beacon before losing contact. So that's what they're talking about. And right. Lon, as she's trying to talk about what's happening and what they should be doing and what the problems are, because they have to deliver these batteries and now they have this distress call. You know, she's talking about something and she's saying what they should do. And then she goes, oh, my God, this is delicious.
Yeah. Delicious breakfast.
Una says, told you.
Right. So the compromise they come to, because they just like have meeting about batteries and Peregrine, is that Pike is going to lead the away team mission. They're going to take people to go find the Peregrine, you know, get it back up in working order. It landed on a planet. They're pretty sure that like. Transporters don't work, I don't think.
Right, transporters and comms.
Communication.
Like that works because of the ionic blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, much like last week's Lower Decks, yes. Where you couldn't beam and shit, though you could communicate there. And he's like, yeah, you know, we'll take it. It'll be fine. I'll take both cadets. and Lieutenant Duke out. The cadets, it'll be like one last fun road trip. And he's talking about it in road trip terms and no one knows what the fuck he's talking about. He threatens to turn the car around.
Yeah, I'm gonna pack them into the station wagon. If anybody's gotta go, you better go now. Don't make me turn this car around.
Here's the thing. A Starfleet vessel put out a distress beacon and then crashed on a planet. And they're being very casual about it. It's like, they don't normally do that. Seems pretty bad.
Yeah, they know it's been 4 days, and they talk about the communication relay. It took 2 days to get back to Starfleet and 2 days to get out to them. And so it's like, ooh, it's been 4 days. Ah, they're fine.
Yeah, they're very casual. It's like, the thing about starships is usually they're not supposed to go on planets. Yeah. And it's bad when they do. But yeah, instead it's fun jokes.
And good breakfast.
And good breakfast.
He's got the tongs that he was using for breakfast, and he smacks them at Spock.
Yeah.
Yes, Spock. This is the last time for the newbies to go out with senior staff and or senior officers and have a last good fun road trip.
Have a fun time. I think you guys should maybe take this a little more seriously. Don't worry, they take two shuttles. They pack in nearly every named character. Vanga's here, Chapel's here, Spock's here, Uhura's here, the dead meats are here, Laan is here, Pike is here, and Sam Kirk is here.
And Hemmer.
And Hemmer, of course. Boy, how could I forget Hemmer?
I don't know.
And turns out this planet is cold as fuck and has gonna have a really bad storm. So maybe we shouldn't have been fucking laughing about the people landing here.
Yeah, there's an ice storm and they couldn't get too close. They're several kilometers away. I mean, we can see it. It doesn't look that far, but that's
what I don't know why they can't get that close with the shuttles, but whatever.
Well, I don't either.
I'm sure they say some fucking reason.
Yeah, this is as close as they could get. And Sam's like, well, that's gonna be quite a hike. And yeah, there's an ice storm expected in 6 hours. We better get going.
Yeah,
and then Hemmer's the only one having a great time.
Yeah, because it's like Andoria.
The winds remind me of Andoria, and he's just soaking it in. He's having a ball. Yeah, everybody else is freezing.
It's nice to be cold.
Yeah.
There's also a bit in here where Spock calls Duke Ensign, and they're like, you got to buy him a drink.
You owe him a drink now, Spock. He's a lieutenant now. And he says, another human drinking game? Does the number have no limit?
Does their number have no limit? And it's like, this is all fun. And then Laan finds a bunch of blood in an arm.
Was it an arm? I couldn't, because, you know, I watched most of this on my phone. So I couldn't remember if it was an arm or a leg. But yeah. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah, this episode has, I'm going to say it, tone problems. And like, I think the fun stuff is fun. And then they start doing Ridley Scott's and very specifically James Cameron's Alien and Aliens. Get ready.
So yeah, they make their way to the ship. They have to force their way. And there's blood. And there's more blood. And there's more blood. And there's more blood.
Turns out it's fucked out here.
And Pike says, I want a full diagnostic ASAP.
Yeah, it's also fucked in the ship. So it's like, we got to get stuff online.
And everything was hardwired down to engineering. Why would they have done that?
Oh, maybe they were having a bad time while we were making jokes about station wagons?
Yeah, and 4 days, big deal.
Yeah, who cares?
Hemmer, can you fix that? And he says, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe. I can try. Yeah. Gosh, there's going to be a storm in 6 hours that'll kill everybody. I wonder how many times that's happened in the last 4 days.
Yeah, no kidding.
But they take stock.
Some people are inside and some people are still searching the perimeter.
Yeah. And at some point, someone comes in and tells them they have found 20 dead people outside.
It's Laan and Mbenga. They come in and say, yeah, we found 20 casualties so far. And Pike says, the crew was 99.
And they're like, also the captain is dead. We found the captain out there.
And Mbenga says, most of them died of hypothermia. And Laan says, others were picked apart, you know, maybe by local wildlife or something else.
Oh, yeah. And then there's a brief scene where, like, Sam and like, Uhura and some other people are outside, not that far from the ship, and they, like, turn a corner and find another huge pile of body bits that I guess everyone else missed.
Yeah, they said, what the hell did this? It's like, it's almost like it's just a big circle, right, Kelly?
It just looks like some things got dragged through the snow. Like, it's not a message. It's just...
No, but it was still kind of... I don't know, what's the word I want? It still seemed kind of round to me. It wasn't like, you know, real random.
No, but it
maybe that's as far as you can run after all the blood's been taken out of your body.
I feel like if all my blood falls out, I'm not dropped very dead, far at all.
You know, from the center, you all make it this far.
Yeah, it...
It almost looks very, you know, it almost looks real ritualistic.
Yeah, here's the thing. I don't think it looks that ritualistic. I think kind of what they want to evoke. But to me, who watches a lot of horror movies, when you go, what did this? And then you have like a high shot, like an overhead shot, it should look more ritualistic. It should look more like an intelligence planned it. And this mostly looks like we had a small but very violent scuffle in the snow with maybe 6 or 7 people. And it's like, this is not that different from when you found that arm and all that other blood.
Right. There's just more of it.
Like, heads and arms should be arranged in some way. There should be a pattern.
If it's ritualistic?
Yeah. Okay. There should be ritual involved.
Well, again, I'm watching on my phone.
Did you not get to see this on your TV?
I have a tiny screen on my phone.
Did you not get to see this on your TV?
Nope.
Not at all? Mm-mm. We delayed 2 days.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I think I watched most of it yesterday waiting for my car oil to be changed and a new tire to be put on my car.
Mm. They get the ship working enough that they can get a log from the captain to get the backstory on what happened. The backstory is this. The Peregrine ran across 3 people.
Mm-hmm. 3 castaways.
Were castaways. Planet. Yep. And Orion. Is this kid human? Is this little kid?
A human girl, a humanoid of unknown origin, and an Orion called Pasco.
Yeah, that part doesn't matter. We don't meet that guy. But, he's dead.
Well, let me back up a little bit. So Captain's log, stardate, I'm not even sure, a week since we crashed?
It's been 4 days since the...
Well, that was since the emergency beacon thing went out, yeah.
Yeah, but the beacon gets set out. It's only been 4 days since the beacon went off.
Right, and we'll get to there. We're not there yet.
And her log talks about the beacon going off.
Yeah, but that was after...
But it's before they crash.
No.
Is it not?
I don't think so.
Then why the fuck did they crash?
You know, that's a good point. Maybe that is why they crashed. Well, she doesn't know. A week since? But I don't know. So maybe it seemed like a week.
Times might be tough, but I can count to 4.
Well, you know, times are tough, Kelly.
I bet I can count to 4, right up till the point till I die. That's hubris speaking, but here we are. What ends up happening with these castaways? Surprise, surprise.
But we didn't know what we didn't know.
Thanks, Captain, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
What a stupid thing to say. One of them's Gorned.
Gorned?
Yeah. The Orion is Gorned, which he knew, but instead, and this is me editorializing the information presented in the captain's log, instead of telling anyone that he was Gorned, he just tried to blow up their ship, like blow himself and like their reactor up.
Well, yeah, I think he was just trying to blow himself up at that point. He didn't care what else went down with him. But yes, he set off a plasma grenade in engineering, trying to end it all.
Yeah. Why didn't you tell anyone you were Gorned? He knew he was Gorned. Why didn't he say?
Well, we'll get there later. But somebody else knew, too.
Yeah, multiple people know about the Gorning. Didn't say shit. What Gorn can't do? Get through force fields. You know what sick bays have? Chloe.
sick bays have Chloe?
Sick bays don't have Chloe. That would be dangerous. Chloe.
See, that's a Gorn, Kelly. There's a Gorn in my house. I told you.
Well, good thing you've got a force field in your recording studio.
I better close that door.
Yeah. It is only so that this bad thing can happen that no one says shit. So
when that thing blew up, there was an automatic distress signal sent out. Right. And if I could reach Starfleet now, I would say, stay away.
Yeah, don't come. And Lon's like, well, too fucking late.
Yeah, a little late for that. Thanks so much, Captain.
Yeah, I assumed this grenading is why they crashed, because it wasn't engineering. Well, I didn't,
so good idea. Good point.
Because at that point, just wander out into the snow. I think freezing to death, probably less violent than grenading. So They then scan the ship for life signs. And they're like, oh, a human and an unknown alien. No one is, like, feeling any kind of way about the fact that there is a alien. No one knows what they are on this ship. I'd be like, holy shit, a new species? Holy shit. No one cares. It's a very strange choice.
Well, Pike asks Lon, what do you want to do? Kill them! But I'll settle for finding any crew and getting off this frozen rock.
Right. So they scout around the ship and they find our unknown alien. He is a practical puppet man. He looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
He doesn't, the universe translator doesn't understand him. Where did he come from? What's going on?
So when when the universal translator doesn't understand him, Laon says, Ahura. And she says, that's not how it works.
Right. And it never worked. We never get to understand what this dude's saying. But they interpret his body language and it's like, oh, he's protecting somebody. It's the human girl.
Let's drop our weapons. We're friends.
Meanwhile, you know, people have split up to
look around,
take care of stuff on the ship. Does no one else get the Gorn memo? Is that part of the problem?
Well, yeah, they don't have comms yet. They can't talk to each other.
Hey, you know what I would want to make sure people knew? There's, like, Gorn around. People might be Gorned. We should probably tell medical the potential Gorning is happening.
Yeah, but they don't know. So, yeah, Spock shows up at wherever Christine is and needs some medicine for Duke. He tried to electrocute himself.
He got zapped, and he wouldn't come for his medicine himself. And Spock's like, I don't get it. And she's like, he's like, his pride is wounded. You know, he's new. He's trying to act tough. Not new, but he's newly a lieutenant. He's no longer an ensign. He's trying to act tough. And Spock's like, that's stupid.
I don't get that.
I don't get that at all. I don't understand emotion one bit. And Chapel's like, I mean, that's not, Vulcans have them. That's what everyone knows about Vulcans, that they're like, keep a tight control on them. And he's like, that's true, but it doesn't mean I don't think it's stupid. And she's like, Spock, sometimes it's good to be mad. And he's like, I will not be remembering that for later. That's not important to today.
Yeah, sometimes it's not good to be mad later.
No, I think he was right, but it's whatever. It's an interesting setup for a storyline that plot-wise I think is kind of dumb.
So then we go to engineering, where Hemmer and Uhura are trying to get whatever up and running.
Yep.
And
dream team back at it.
They're talking about her future again, and he says, you know, I finally figured it out. Your real fear is putting down roots.
Yeah, because she says this thing about, like, I'm fine being alone. He's like, you think that's your problem, stupid? No. Yeah, it's, you're
better
afraid
to,
of
it's
being
better
close
to leave
people
than to be left behind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's wrong, he says.
Yeah. And he's like, people you love will hurt you, but the love you get, like, forging connections will inevitably cause you harm. That's just the way life is. But the love that you have will outweigh the sorrow. So maybe think about that, Uhura. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow and every day after that. I'm nowhere near retirement.
So we go back to where the little girl and the unknown, whoever he is, he says, oh, your friend got a name? I call him Buckley. Oh, I like that. Do you have a name? Yeah, I'm Oriana.
Yes. And okay, here's a question I have for you. This is the first time I've rewatched this episode since I watched Aliens. Did you ever see Aliens?
Yeah,
the sequel?
Uh-huh.
You remember the little girl? Remember Newt?
Yeah.
They're doing that.
Yeah, okay.
She's a Newt.
Yeah.
Though she's not that important. Aww. Newt is more important to the movie.
Well, yeah.
No. But, yeah, I'm like, oh, because, like, the first time I watched this with you, it's like, oh, they're doing Alien. Everyone knows that. They're doing an Alien. The things literally pop out of people. They're doing Alien. And then this time, I just watched Aliens, like, last month. I'm like, oh, they're also doing Aliens. A little traumatized kid.
Yeah.
Like, she looks the same, practically.
Yeah.
Like, it's the same styling. And I'm like, you should maybe briefly go to jail. Like, try a little harder to be slightly different.
And Laon, it's Laon and Mabinga are there. And,
right.
And Laon just nails her and says, you know, why didn't you tell them? You could have saved everybody.
Yeah, why didn't you say shit about the Gorn? Are you Gorned now? Where is Gorn? So, turns out medical does know about Gorn later when they fuck this up. And God, Dr. Mabinga says, stop harassing my daughter. because he was bonding with Oriana. And it's like, oh my god, dude, if you were going to be this upset about your daughter not being around, maybe you shouldn't have given her to a fucking cloud. You ever think of that, Dr. Mbenga? If you were going to start projecting instantly, maybe don't give your kid to a cloud.
As we covered, I would not have done that.
Right. Yeah, I just drew an arrow and wrote, Christ, dude. Like, keep that to yourself. You've known Oriana for, checks watch, 6 seconds, you freak.
I was going to say 2 minutes, so you
know. Yeah, you're generous. And I thought
you
were going
to say 6 minutes, and then you got to second. Oh, yeah, seconds. Okay, that sounds better.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he kind of stops and says, my patient.
Yeah. Lon stresses that even a baby Gorn will kill you. Later, we see how big these things are, and I'm like, really? You can't stomp that? It's, I mean, it's not that, it's like the size of a rat.
But you only have, like, 10 seconds to stop it.
Before it grows real big. Yeah, I guess.
Really hurry, and they scurry really fast.
I think if I got into a fight with a rat, one rat, I could win. I think if I got into a fight with three rats, I could win.
Kelly, my money's always on you. Come on.
If you get enough rats, at some point it will become a problem. But they're just like, even a baby will kill us all. And it's like, there are 12 of us here, but okay. So everyone's feeling tense. Mbenga ends up coming to La'an and like kind of apologizing for being like, sorry, I was projecting so hard about that kid. Gonna try to work on that, maybe.
He said, you know, it's about emotions. And she says, I'm not being emotional. He says, no, I meant me.
Me, sorry.
I'm trying to say I'm sorry.
I should have led with that. Yeah. My fault, my bad. I do think you could help her, though, because of everyone here, you're the one who understands what she went through best. So maybe you could, you know, give her some advice. And Lon's like, you just keep surviving. And he's like, but maybe, like, some advice.
She needs someone to help her see the light.
Yeah, to realize you can do that part. And Lon's like, maybe I'll think about it. Meanwhile, everyone else is still wandering around. Spock sort of maybe hears something, although he can't be at this point, I don't think. And
no, well, there's a something like an air vent that's smashed, so it's making little rumbly noises.
Yeah, but it's like he's coming in slow and he's crouching down, and then he gets grabbed and he jumps up.
Yeah, there's more blood.
He gets startled and it's Pike and Mbenga, and Pike's like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. And Mbenga's like, didn't realize you were jumpy. And I'm like, again, there are so many dead people around. Maybe just a blood. Slightly more serious tone. You just found out that one of two people could be fucking Gorned right now. Though, again, they don't seem to think that's a possibility for whatever reason. Which segs right into the bad news of guess what? Buckley is Gornful.
Buckley is breathing heavy.
Sweating.
Yep. And then he's got some rolling. Red stuff anywhere his cloth is touching him.
Yeah, he's Gorned.
So Christine and Chai are examining him, and she wants to compare his vital signs now to what they were earlier. So she walks away, and Chai stays there. Yeah. And Oriana?
Oriana, yeah.
Oriana starts watching and runs away.
Yeah, she goes and hides. I think this behavior is bonkers. To be like, okay, we know that there were Gorn, and we know that a guy was Gorned, and now another guy is sweating like he's dying.
He's having a heart attack, Kelly.
And
that's
having
all.
Weird stuff on him.
He's having a heart attack.
And everyone's fucking dead. Should we put him behind a medical force field?
No. Well, it's probably not up and running anyway.
It is. Chapel uses it in 2 seconds from now.
Oh, is that what she did?
Yeah, that's a force field. That's why she doesn't get Gorned.
Oh.
They have a containment because, you know, people might be sick. You might have to quarantine. Someone might be full of Gorn and you need to put them somewhere. So yeah, he explodes. And by explodes, I mean three little baby Gorn come out.
I think it was four. Yeah, he screams.
Right.
And two come out like, and they're coming out of his back. They're coming out on his shoulders.
They rocket out of him like he's a fucking Mogwai you got water on.
But, oh, there you go. But two of
pinging
them.
Off.
Two of them come out just about in the same spot. And I think one of them kills the other one, which is why we're down to three.
Yeah. And we'll talk about the fighting for dominance.
Because they come out
thing.
They come out just.
Yeah. And when I said we need to see more of them earlier, I didn't mean like number-wise more. I just want to see those puppets for, like, a little longer, because they are pretty cute. And they do just...
They're not going to let you see them. You might see past that it's a puppet.
I like a puppet. This man who just died was a puppet. But yes, a cadet dead meat. One of them rockets out, like, jaws first straight into her neck or whatever, and she dies.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Yeah, my next note, my two notes back to back, cadet killed, and then Gorn babies, so cute.
Yeah, I have little lizards pop out of Buckley's dead body.
Yeah.
And I thought that Christine ran and jumped on a table, which is why
she did, but then she slaps a button and a force field goes up.
I see. Okay.
That's why, because presumably Gorn can do anything, so presumably they could fucking turn their tails into springs and bounce up there like they're Tigger.
Oh, okay.
And chew on her. They don't find Orianna either. I guess the one thing Gorn babies aren't is smart, because Orianna just, like, goes and hides under a table one room over. We cut to a hallway where everyone's hanging out.
Spock and Pike and Duke's arm.
Yeah, it's also taken 6 hours for Duke to get this medicine. Sorry, Duke. But yeah, he gets treated.
Well, so he's sitting right at the. Is that a Jeffrey's tube?
Yeah, he's at the base of a Jeffrey's tube.
He's sitting in the bottom of a tube.
Yeah, but he gets drug off into the darkness. He gets got.
Well, I think first they catapult on him and he falls onto the floor.
Yes.
Because Pike starts trying. He says, hold him still, hold him still. He's trying to shoot them without hurting Duke.
And dude, put it on as hard a stun as you can and stun everybody. Baby and Duke alike. He'll get over it.
Good point. So, yeah. So I think he kills one of them. And I think he was dragged by two infants.
Yes, yeah, so, babies. So again, they're the size of rats, and they drag him away like he's been attached to fucking the shark in Jaws.
And Duke's not a tiny, he's not a Boimler, you know?
No.
He's more of a Riker. He's got some weight on him.
Yeah. And, he's much closer to Riker than Boimler.
Yeah.
And so, he's taken away by things the size of a shoe.
Yeah.
Two shoes drag him away.
Yeah. And he's screaming.
Yes.
And they all just watch him go.
Again, you should have just started spraying with your, don't worry, just put it on stun, not kill. Hope that helps. The thing we do see, so like Sam is here. This is important. Sam and Spock are here and we see Spock reaching for Duke and he doesn't manage. And also with everyone's luck, he also would have been drug away. But Spock looks horrified, like straight on, flat out horrified. Not like I'm Vulcan and hiding it, but I'm horrified. He is horrified by what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
He is not facing anyone. So later, when a certain Kirk starts yelling at him about his emotions like he is instead a certain McCoy, he missed that part. Yes, back in sickbay, Chapel turns off the medical force field that was keeping her safe and goes and finds Orianna. And we sort of meet back up.
Well, Laan ends up down there where Christine and Orianna are. And she says, okay, four Gorn hatchlings. I count one dead. That leaves three.
Three. And they will soon mature and fight each other for dominance. And it's
And Christine's
why?
Like, what do we do? What do we do? And Laan says, scan for biosignatures. And Christine's just standing there. She doesn't do it.
Right. Right. That's right. And they scan for the signatures. Also, we don't find Orianna. She has moved on somewhere else. We'll find her in a minute. And Laan says the line, it's like, they figured out a way to avoid our sensors. And I'm like, they're babies who are 5 minutes old. I don't think they have figured out a way to avoid your sensors. Maybe your sensors can't track them, but I don't think this is a choice they made.
Yeah, she says, oh, there's nothing but our people. Oh, does that mean they're gone? Christine says,
this is so
weird. I doubt it.
Also, I mean, spoilers, it turns out Christine's a fucking, like, war veteran. There's a whole MASH episode in season two. Like,
yeah,
I feel like
is.
She might
yeah.
handle this a little better.
Yeah,
I know that was weird.
That was badly written, yeah.
Yeah.
Because she wouldn't have acted like that.
Here's the thing. It's trying to convey the horror, an alien, aliens-esque horror. But to start with, you have to have them make decisions they probably wouldn't make because they're competent professionals. And then you got to write them, again, as less competent than they are. Like, I don't think I would do great if I saw a bunch of tiny rats burst out of a guy. But
You don't work for Starfleet.
I don't. Here's the thing. I say I'm not cut out for Starfleet for a number of different reasons. Insubordination, not wanting to like climb a rock wall, stuff like that. This episode. This episode makes me think I would do great. I would be captain so fast. Put the guy in a medical force field.
You would have handled this perfectly, right? Everybody would have survived.
If I were Pike, I would have shot on stun. Like, you find a guy and it's like, oh, a guy was full of Gorn. It's like, great, put the two Gorned people into separate force fields. We'll see if they go Gorn. If they don't, great. Like, this is not hard. And we find out later.
Good plan.
We find out later that the Gorn mature differently depending on what their host is. And, like, we know what it is for people. Sure. We wouldn't know what it is for Buckley, obviously, because we don't know what he is. Not that we care. But it's just like, yeah, put the guy in a... the moment he starts sweating like he's dying.
Well, even if you found them and you've got... suspect it's Gorn, you should have put them in, both of them in there then.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, we're scanning. We're not seeing anything. It's like, that doesn't mean shit.
No, Nurse Chapel. It doesn't mean...
Presumably,
does that mean they're gone?
Presumably, we would know by now that... because presumably Gorn had been found before, you know, Gornified people found, picked up. It's like, we scanned them, didn't find anything, and then they exploded. Good thing they were behind a force field. Beam those suckers out into space. Like, I don't know, but.
Oh, shoot them out the airlock, my favorite?
Yeah, listen, I don't love it, but I do think I would do better in this situation than they do. So. Lon and Chapel go looking for Oriana, and they find her where they found her in the first place.
Christine's like, oh, we're here to keep you safe. I'm like, oh, y'all are doing a great job so far.
Yeah, you've fucked it up.
And Lon immediately says, she's already safe. Gorn hate the cold. This is where I would have hidden.
This is the coldest room. I have a note about her coming in here. So this is where they found Orianna in the first place. Laan walks in, looks in one direction, and then goes, nothing here. They don't scan. Just look in one direction and leave. And I'm like, oh, she's like Everest playing hide and seek. Like, she does not fully search a room. She's done here. Like, oh, they're not hiding in here. They're hiding in here. Use your fucking scanner. So Laan gives this kid like a pep talk. Just like, hey... what happened to you happened to me. My brother died. Anyway, there's surviving and then there's living and you gotta live. And the kid's like, I'm not in the episode anymore. down in engineering, no one has bothered to come tell Uhura and Hemmer that there were Gorn about, I guess. Because they get power back on and immediately there's like lizard screaming. They're like, what the fuck is that? And then Hemmer's like, oh, I also smell blood. I'm like, yep. How good's your sense of smell? Also, you're telling me there wasn't blood in here before? There's blood everywhere.
This is fresh blood.
Yeah, I guess.
And Uhura says, Team Hemhura strikes again.
Yes. So they're just like, what are we doing? And again, no one has come to talk to them yet. But they've got communications back on, so I guess we can talk now.
Yeah, and Sam's freaking out again.
Sam would like to leave.
And we got the internal comms back on light. Regroup and rendezvous in sick bay. And watch your six. What does watch your six mean?
You're back. Like 6 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What do you think? What did you think it meant?
I have no idea.
Well, yeah, it's just just a way to let people know where they are in relation to you, you know.
Well, I think they use it. I think they use it on NCIS too, and it means you're gone.
Does it? They're using it wrong then. Six means you're back.
Well, I'll have to go back and because I think I was sleeping through that episode anyway. I'll go back and see that. I think I saw like two or three episodes though where they go, watch your six. And maybe they did mean that.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what he meant. Well, thank you.
Yeah. You know, that's like, you know, that's whatever 10 o'clock or, you know, incoming plane 5 o'clock. It's like that means in relation to where that would be on the clock.
Oh, yeah. So, unfortunately, yeah, Hemmer and Uhura are still in sick bay when this message comes.
Engineering.
I'm sorry, yeah. Engineering, yeah.
And they just heard the lizard screaming. And then a lizard shows up.
It's a small dog. He's so cute.
Yeah, he's pretty small. I think I could still win a fight, but he does spit goo onto Hemmer.
Yep.
Hemmer's like, ow, it's goo.
Now, did Hemmer jump out to protect Uhura or not?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember. I wrote that down thinking, huh, maybe?
And then, I don't remember what happens with this fucking lizard, but they get past him. They make it to sick bay.
Just I think, run around I don't know, did Uhura shoot at it? Because
I don't
Uhura's
remember.
Had a gun.
Yeah. So they get to sick bay.
And Mabinga tells them it's a genetic chameleon.
Yeah, it didn't figure out how to do the sensor of skipping. It just, you can't sense it because it's fancy. It's a Sulaban.
Yeah, and it's, oh, don't bring those people up. And gestation depends on the host. The right. Orion took weeks. A human takes days.
Buckley took a question mark because we asked him no questions and we never communicated with him. Also, his corpse is over there. Please step over it. Pike's like, I know you hate doing violence, Hammer, but can you psychically connect with the Gorn? And Hammer's like, if I could, I would, but I can't. Gorn have a psychic barrier. And I'm like, wow, you're just making the Gorn sound cooler and cooler. They're a psychic barrier?
Well, and
they're 30 minutes old.
They're talking about the something, and he goes, oh, yeah, we think that's meant to shoot toxin at their victims. And Hammer says, yeah. Or to blind their victims. And Hammer said, yeah, I wasn't the best target. Ha.
Yeah, they're like, I think they spit acid. And Hammer walks in. He goes, yep, they spit acid. I'm burning.
Yeah,
please
hurts,
help
yeah.
me.
And I
Sam
can't reach
is
them. Yeah.
Still freaking out. I think he looks good with his disheveled hair. I regret to inform everyone.
this is when Spock says, impressive, their genetic coding in order for them to hunt undetected. You think this is impressive?
Spock's like, I was just sort of filling time,
so,
saying
yeah,
words.
Sam loses it again.
Yeah, and he's like, can you feel anything? And it's truly, this is a McCoy level mm-hmm. rant.
Yeah, it was merely an observation.
He's like, fuck you being Vulcan, you're emotionless, you don't feel anything.
Heartless, pointy-eared computer.
Yeah, he calls him pointy-eared. If the twist is that Sam is somehow Bones... It won't be because he's a Kirk and we know when he dies, but yeah, it is outrageous that he is yelling at him like this. And Pike's like, hey, stop being fucking racist.
Yeah,
right now.
Yeah, he finally says, hey.
Yeah.
And I wrote down about time.
Yeah,
Chris.
You gotta nip that shit earlier.
Yeah, when it happened the first time. Maybe he wasn't around. I think he was though.
Yeah, but you could step in quicker than this. Like, hey, stop fucking yelling at Spock. We don't even got to get to the pointy-eared part.
So then he asks, you know, how's everybody doing? And so apparently they've accomplished their mission. They've got the ship back running.
Yeah, they can fly the ship away.
Yeah, but except for this problem. So he goes, okay, on tactical analysis.
And here's what she says they got to do.
Well, I think Pike did kill one of them before they took Duke away.
Yes, they're down to two. And we can use that against them because they will fight each other for dominance. Again, they're maybe an hour old. Maybe.
And they're extremely hostile to one another.
So here's I have just simplified what they have to do. And I have written it thus. Gotta challenge these children to a fight. Because that's what they gotta do. They are going to use the fact that they can work together and the Gorn can't for whatever reason.
Because they
want
to eat each other.
Why?
Well, that I can't tell you.
Why have multiple children?
When they're going to eat each other, yeah.
Yes. Like, evolutionarily, the reason to have large, like, numbers of children is because a bunch of them are going to die. You know, you're not... If you are a fish and you lay a bunch of eggs, a bunch of those eggs are going to get eaten. A bunch of baby fish are going to get eaten. You put your energy into number rather than rearing. You, like, lay the eggs and you leave. Which is what Gorn do. And that's a thing to deal with, like, predation. Other things eating you. No one's eating them. So they fight each other? You put all this energy in and then only one lives? Why not just have one kid? Put all your energy into that. It could be bigger, maybe.
They probably come out, you know, too peace-loving then.
This is very simplified, but it is... a problem. It's a problem I have with Alien. You know, people talk about, I'm like, Alien biologically and ecologically makes no fucking sense. I do not understand it. And I don't bring it up because no one cares. Like, that's not the point of the movie. They didn't do the research. It's fine. And Star Trek hasn't done the research either. I just want to point out, it's stupid and doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's bad and dumb.
Bad and dumb.
I think. And then we'll get to the last step here at the end. Also stupid, nonsensical.
Yeah, but they're, you know, Lon says, we got to take them out now. We can't, you know, even all of us, we couldn't defeat an adult Gorn, which, when is that? Is that in another hour?
Yeah, give it 30 seconds. Oh, it's too late. But took too long.
But we have to make them come to us, and they don't like the cold. So we're going to freeze the ship and just head them to a warm spot. And so Sam is like, oh, great. Now we're bait.
Yeah, Sam. We're bait now. Shut up. I like Sam Kirk, but he is giving me problems in this episode. So they all split up. And they're like,
yeah, and
I think, opening and closing doors.
Pike goes to, I think he's on the bridge, and he says, you know, transfer all functions to comms. I don't know what that means. A comm station. Mm-hmm. And Captain Pike, command code 246810. And Mabenga chuckles and said, you still haven't changed that?
Yeah, again, what are we? Hey,
we're making jokes down here.
Mabenga's like, I don't got to run from shit. I don't actually have to do anything. I'm in the safest spot. Uhura is bait, and they run her around the ship, because they're trying to get the two guys together. This did remind me of Basics Part 2, when it's like, who did track?
Yeah, exactly. I agree.
Run.
Yep.
So the plan is, like, you have it chase you, and then you're closing doors to sort of shunt it along a path. And Sam is helping out. Sam's job is closed door.
Yeah.
Get people through door, closed door. It's not an easy job. It's what he's been tasked with.
Yeah, so Uhura shoots
and
at
he
one
does
of them,
well.
And Pike blows cold air, and so it stops, and then Uhura is able to get where Sam is, and he closes the door.
Right.
And then it says, okay, Spock, get in position.
Yeah, they have decided to have Spock be one of the other bait people. I don't know why they would do that. If the answer is you gotta get a Gorn to want to fight you.
Maybe don't send the logic guy?
Maybe don't send the guy who spends a lot of time suppressing his emotions. Like, story-wise, I know where they've done it. But, like, you know who's ready to fight a Gorn any time of the day? La'an, Noonien, and Singh? Like, why is she not?
Well, she comes later.
She does, but why isn't she at the start?
Because we need her last.
So Spock, like, fires, and he's like, I don't think I'm convincing this Gorn I want to fight it.
Yeah, and he shoots a lot. I mean, he shoots a lot of times.
And he's like, I'm not scaring this child. And they're like, you gotta yell at that kid. Make that kid angry.
Oh, it's so not Spock, responding. You have to draw, like, it out. Fight it. Fight it, Spock. Make it angry.
Yeah. And so Spock then, and I don't know if this is a good choice either, he thinks back to Duke.
Being drugged away.
And he says a little thing about, like, the fucking violence I hold in myself, I let into my heart. And then he does a big yell. And I'm like, I bet you could have faked the big yell without having to unlock your emotions. Well, I bet you could have pretended to be mad.
Spock roars and runs toward it. Yep. And they're all like, Spock, what are you doing? And that's when Pike says, why does it sound like there's two Gorn on my audio? And I thought he meant Spock, but there are still two of them.
Yeah, because they are trying to, like, hem Spock off, but they don't. Sam manages to grab him and get him behind the door.
He grabs him. He has to physically grab him and pull him in and shut the door.
Yeah, because Spock is, like, kicking an air vent. And it's like, again, I bet you could have faked this without having to destabilize your brain, Mr. Spock. But what do I know? And he almost, like, smooshes Sam's throat. Like, he's got, you know, arm across the neck. And Sam's like, hey, it's me. I know I yelled at you 15 minutes ago, but we're friends, right?
Easy. It's me.
And Spock's like, oh, no, I'm very angry. He just, like, leans back against a wall and, like, he's got a spear gun thing. And he's just, like, pushing it to his face a little bit. Like, I'm just going to hide behind this while other people have conversations. And I'm going to try to calm the fuck down. It doesn't work.
So they're all behind closed doors now. And they start hearing Gorn shrieking.
Yeah.
The and Gorn Lon are says, killing oh, the other. Two have turned on each other. When they're done, there'll only be one left, the Alpha. We can put them down and we can go home.
Yeah.
We can go home.
Lon is the bait for the Alpha. She literally yells, fight me, at this thing that's 3 hours old.
Come on, it's just you and me. I'm unarmed.
Well, why are you unarmed? She throws her gun. This thing doesn't understand English.
It's
a toddler with a toddler's brain.
Yeah, so it comes out. So instead of fight me, she starts running.
Yeah, I didn't mean it. I will not fight you. Runs it into engineering.
And Hammer gets into a box?
Yeah, a little transport box to lure it on top of it, and then they blast it with a bunch of, like, fire extinguisher stuff. As my notes say, they flash freeze this child.
Yes.
I do not want us to forget it's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, yay, we did it. She smashes it with, like, a stick.
Well, after she gets out. Yeah, she hits it twice. So she, takes it apart from the shoulders and the head, and then she cracks it down to, like, its hip.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's frozen.
Yeah, and everyone's like, yay, we did it. We're done.
Yay, we did it. That's the last of it. And La'an says, like, not yet. Not quite.
And here's the thing. You knew this all along, La'an. Why didn't you say anything before? You know who maybe should have been behind a force field? Hammer. Because Hammer's been gorned.
That's what that spray was.
That's what... It turns out you can be 45 minutes old and spit goo on somebody, and that's enough to reproduce. How does this work?
And it's also a toxic venom to make you blind, but it also impregnates you. Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, it puts the babies in your eyes. What are you talking about?
Does it also strip paint off of wood? You know, that might be useful.
It does, and it cleans your silver.
And your oven.
and your tub. It works on ceramics and metal.
So everybody comes to wherever they are. They're all trying to get in the door, and the only two in this area are Hemmer and La'an.
Right. And, says, everyone's like, we'll help you. We'll put you in stasis.
I gotta go now. And he says, nope. And he's locked the door so nobody can get in because they're all going to come in and try to stop him. And La'an won't stop him.
Right. It's weird. They're like, we can figure it out. And he's like, I bet if you had time, you could, but you don't. Because I guess it turns out the Andorian fucking gestation rate... 12 minutes. I don't know how long this has taken, but he's been a ticking time bomb this whole time and no one did shit. They didn't care. She knew the goo made you pregnant. She didn't say shit.
Maybe we should have asked her, why didn't you say anything?
Yeah, you could have saved everyone. We could have put him in stasis immediately.
Then we might could have saved his life.
This is so stupid. It's so stupid. So anyway, Hammer's ready to die. And he's like, I'm dying. So I'm going to be like 1000% sage and helpful. My friends live long and prosper.
My Uhura. Sacrifice will save the lives of those that I care about most.
Yeah. So what better? What's better than this?
You can't. We can help you. You have to let us in.
He's Uhura. Like, no, that's you. Ha.
One last piece of advice.
Yeah.
Open yourself. Make a home for yourself amongst others, and you will find joy more often than sadness.
And then he walks off a cliff.
Do not weep for me. I've had a great life.
Yeah, it's been great.
It's time for me to go.
I loved getting goo spat on me.
And then he goes outside and he still makes that face like, oh my god, just like Andorian. Like, and is then, it, what is it?
Andor.
Just like Andor.
Mm-hmm. And then he pops off a thing.
Yeah.
And he's dead. R.I.P. Hammer.
Yeah, and you might have included him earlier when you said dead meat, but I didn't want to let on.
I mean, the thing about Hammer is he has been in episodes before that I do not think the dead meats were.
No, he has been, yeah.
No.
But Hammer, when I said, and Hammer, you went, oh, yeah.
Yeah, how could I forget Hammer?
You didn't.
I didn't, no. And so, this show takes a blind character and has him be real inspirational for people who are not disabled and then die nobly, while also having a story where Christopher Pike would rather be dead than disabled in the future. Mm-hmm. Star Trek Strange New Worlds has a problem with disability, I think, and I think they need to think about it more, although you have fewer options now because Hammer is dead. So did you find this emotional sacrifice moving?
No,
me neither. It's just like, this seems very arbitrary.
No, I would have rather kept Hemmer on the show.
Of course. Yeah. It could have just been regular acid goo. It didn't have to be
pregnant fucking acid goo.
Yeah, jizz acid goo.
Oh, stop. jizz.
And then they have a triple funeral.
Yeah.
Remember how we were joking about a road trip? Like, it doesn't feel like ironic, though. It's just like there were jokes and then three people died.
Yeah. And we still joked, even after people were dying. Ha
ha. Oh, yeah.
You haven't changed that? Ha ha ha. So we get to Orte. What is her first name?
Erica.
Erica. Erica said, this sucks. I hate funerals. And I'm thinking, we've seen a lot of funerals lately. I guess it was disco for two weeks.
Were there funerals in disco?
Yeah, they were burying Georgiou.
They didn't bury her.
Well, whatever.
They just had a wake.
For two episodes.
It's true. They did. But yes, so she gives a speech and Spock is freaking out quietly, mostly containedly. But he's like clenching his fists and he walks out of this funeral and Chapel follows him.
Well, before that, so Uhura says Hemmer's purpose was to fix what is broken, and he did. So she's saying he helped me a lot. And yeah, I'm sorry, I forgot her name again. Ortega says quite a few, you know, oh yeah, he'd call me and say, what was I trying to do? Break his engines? And I'd say back, oh, you're just a blue meanie. And she said, then we'd have a good laugh. And, you know, and I wish he was here now. It wouldn't
feel like a funeral.
Right, yeah.
It's like, yeah, because it wouldn't be Erica. Thank you.
Erica.
But yes, Chapel follows him out just in time to see Spock really dent a fucking wall.
Yep. Punching the ship.
Yeah, and she's like, hey, what's up? And he's like, I fucked up so bad. I got angry and now I can't not be angry.
I let in the rage and the pain. My mind is gone.
Yeah, my brain sucks now. And she's like, no, that's just the way you are. You have, again, Vulcans have emotions and so do you.
It just means you're human.
Yeah, he's like, I can't control it. And I'm like, make a note, watch for this in season two. Like, is this an ongoing issue or does he chill out?
So she hugs him, he hugs her back, and then he turns around and walks away.
Yeah, walks away. Meanwhile, La'an, hey, remember Oriana? She's still not here. but La'an's looking for her family.
Well, she's in Pike's quarters. He's having some bourbon.
Yes,
this captain is somebody your father could get behind.
Yeah, probably. I think they'd be chill. Yeah, she's like, I've been looking into leads for Oriana's family. I found some, but they live, what, outside of Federation space?
Yep.
So I need a leave of absence so I can investigate, so I can go where the clues take me. And it's like La'an detective spinoff. And Pike's like, if I said no, would that change anything? And La'an's like, I refuse to answer that question. And he's like, go for it. Just promise you'll come back. So she says yes. And then
Captain.
She Hi, thanks sir. Him by name.
Yeah, Captain Chris.
Yeah, thank you. And he's like, you're welcome.
Goodbye. For everything.
And then Uhura comes to the bridge. And we very meaningfully pan over to where Uhura will sit for the rest of her life. And we hear a bunch of loud...
For the rest of her life.
Loud communication noises. And it's like, do-do-do, and it's over. The end. That's all who were lost, or whatever the fucking name of this thing is.
All those who wander.
Yeah, okay, sorry. I was close. Mom, what'd you think of... I already forgot it again. All those who wander. Yeah, what'd you think?
I liked it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I love the little dogs. They're so cute.
They're really cute. They're puppets for the most part, which I appreciate.
Yeah, there's some problems with the episode, but, you know, I like me a cute dog.
Even when it's an evil lizard.
You know what it reminded me of? I thought about it
Your
this
dog?
Morning. No. I thought about it this morning. It reminds me of the robot dogs on Hunger Games. They kind of look like that.
I'm not that familiar with those films.
Yeah.
I saw the first one once.
Well, they look like robot. They looked a lot like the Gorn, just robots. You have to see. You have to find a picture and see what you think.
You'll have to find a picture. I don't know how to find that.
Oh, please.
I'm incapable.
That's right.
I don't know what Google is or how it works.
That's right. No, of course not. No. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I don't
think
it's very good.
There's a lot
good.
Of problems. You're right.
I don't think it's very good.
No, it's not very good, but I still had a good time.
Like, I didn't think it was very good the first time, which a lot of this stems from my ongoing Gorn issue, which I will not
exactly.
go back over.
Yep.
This made it worse by also doing bad biology for the Gorn, which is weird.
Kelly, it's Star Trek. They always do bad biology. You know
I
that.
Know. But what if they didn't?
But Kelly, they do.
They do. So going into this watch, this is the only second time I've seen it, I knew all that. And I'm just like, wow, the tone is all over the place. And everyone makes dumb fuck decisions.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, they didn't take this at all seriously. They lost three people. They could have saved at least one of them. If they'd done what you suggested, they could have saved everybody. And if they'd done what they should have done, they could have at least saved... Well, they couldn't have saved the alien because he would have already popped out the Gorn. But, you know, then Hemmer wouldn't have died. And if they did know about Hemmer, they could have put... Like you said, they could have put him in stasis and just took care of him later.
Yeah, they could have...
But the thing is, I still don't think everything was up and running.
But okay. In my memory, I'm like, I guess they find out about the Gorn when he pops. Like, that's when they're like, oh shit, there's Gorn. Much like in Alien, when they find out there's a problem when a bug comes out of that man's chest.
Even though he had something glued to his face for however long.
For days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at least Ripley's like, maybe quarantine. And everyone else is like, nah. And it's like, it was on his face for days. What are you talking about? Nah.
Yeah, then he supposedly was okay? And they were eating dinner when it popped out or playing cards?
They were eating food, I think. I might remember. It was like, I'm here for breakfast. So and then disgusting. It fucking popped out. but, yeah. So in my memory, I'm like, I guess that's how they found out that there was a problem. Gorn popped out. No, they knew. They knew that people were being, it's like, oh no, they were refugees from a Gorn colony. And they just don't take it seriously at all.
Yeah.
And Lon there's no lived good on reason a Gorn for
colony.
It.
She should understand.
Yeah, she takes it seriously in so much as she yells at them, but she's a tactical officer. She has she just yells and then leaves. And it's just like no advice for, I mean, you shouldn't have to give these doctors advice about how to treat someone who's possibly got a, they're just like, no, the scan was clear. It's like, oh, word? It's never been a problem before. It feels very flimsy. And if the tension were, like, if it were exciting enough, you know, you can forgive that shit. But I don't think the balance is right. There's too much nonsense. Like, I don't think it's very exciting or interesting when they're running around the ship either. But, like, if it were more of that and less stupidity, it might feel a little more acceptable. And it just doesn't feel that way. And I don't know why Sam got racist.
Yeah, because that's not Sam at all.
No, Sam was acting weirdo,
well, but... you know, everybody was acting not like themselves. You know, Pike right. making stupid decisions. La'an not giving them the right information. Mbanga being freaked out about his cloud daughter. Chapel being at all concerned or worried about somebody just exploding on them when, you know, she's seen much worse things in life.
Yeah, it's, I don't think it's very good.
It wasn't well written, no.
And then it's also kind of weird for it to be like, and Uhura's like, and I'll stay in Starfleet. It's like, really? You don't want to quit harder after this shit show?
After you lost your best friend?
Yeah. Cause no one said that's the mating goo or whatever. Yeah. So. But whatever. It's done now.
Yeah.
It's not the worst shit I've ever seen.
No. I do have to, are you ready to move on to our,
We can. Okay. What do you got to say?
Well, remember I said boo, boring, boo, boring, boo, boring for Sukal?
Uh-huh.
I wrote not too bad.
Yeah.
I thought I'd wait until we did our roundup to tell you that I was reading the wrong review. That was for Enterprise. Canamar.
Oh, I mean, boo, I think.
Boring.
I think boo boring also works for Sukal, so.
Well, you accepted it with not any reservations at all. Sounds, but I had actually right to written me. Not too bad.
That's shocking to me. All right. Let's talk about our cycle. Let's pick a favorite. What do we got going on here? Is this Obsession?
Yes.
TNG was Picard's heart problem. What's
Samaritan
that one?
Samaritan Snare, yeah.
Forgot about the pack lids. Oh boy. So here's the thing. When people are like, oh, the first couple seasons of every Star Trek show is bad, I kind of wanted to do it this way to prove that that is not true, that Deep Space Nine was like always good.
Okay.
What was Deep Space Nine? It wasn't The Wire. That was Crossover. Last time. Crossover, right.
They go back to Kirk's timeline when he went to the bad place.
They don't go back to Kirk's timeline. They go to the alternate universe. That's what I still meant. Their time.
Yeah.
It's mirror universe. Basics Part 2. What if there were more Basics?
R.I.P. Lon Suter. And the Doctor and Tom saved the day.
Kanemar. Prison Planet.
Yeah, we never see Kanemar. They just talk about it briefly.
Guys suck.
Chip and Archer are taken a prisoner for being smugglers.
Sukal, what if there was a loud baby who was an adult man? Lower Decks, The Least Dangerous Game.
Which we talked about a lot on Tuesday.
Yeah, for us, mere days ago, for you a week ago. And then
All Those Who Wonder. Still can't remember the name
of. What a striking title. Least Dangerous Game is the best.
I like Basics, too.
I think Basics and Deep Space Nine are good.
Yeah.
But I like Least Dangerous Game best.
Well, that's fine. I like, you know, being able to be wrong about Lon.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
For me as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, TNG and TOS need to fucking pick up the pace.
not great either.
Yeah, let me tell you, they don't manage to do it in our next cycle.
Wonderful.
The one after that, though, we'll finally be getting to The Trouble with Tribbles. A wonderful episode that is very funny, even if a bar fight goes on too long. But that's not next week. No, my friends. Oh boy, next week is season 2, episode 14 of the original series, and it's called Wolf in the Fold. I wish a real wolf were here.
Since the dog comes.
No, she's just yelling about sick bay. Yeah, so that's what we're going to be up to. That episode, kind of crazy. So that'll be fun at least.
Well, I don't remember it. And, you know, as soon as I see the picture to get the episode on my phone, I'm sure I'll recognize it. So,
well, sometimes they choose images on Paramount Plus where it is just like four guys in uniform standing around.
And you're really?
Well, that doesn't. Yeah, sometimes.
That would help me then.
They're in a hallway on the Enterprise. That's every episode practically. Sometimes guys stand around.
Huh. Well, I haven't had a problem so far. We'll have to see.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Really? You saw the one for, like, Obsession, which is just a close-up of Kirk, and you're like, oh, that's the one where he hates that fucking clown.
No, that one, No, I didn't remember that one. I thought it was stupid.
Yeah, well, look forward to Wolf in the Fold.
Okay, I'm not going to like it. I'm going to think it's stupid.
Probably.
Let me just write that down right now.
Write down stupid, ? And then if you disagree, you can erase it. And if you agree, you can just erase the ?
Okay.
Let you do some pre-work here.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, so until then, engage.
Ooh.
Oh, the wolves.
Until next time. Bye.
Bye. The wolves.
They sound hungry, Kelly. We should feed them.
Oh, God, yeah.
Let's throw some Gorn at them. Don't hurt those poor wolves.
Don't hurt the wolves, Gorn. Don't do it to them.